This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today, and we are in December. Christmas is just around the corner. Big show this week. My first guest, music legend Rita Coolidge, will be joining us. We'll share Christmas memories with beautiful Cyndi Lauper. Then from The Wrong Man on Starz Channel, Ronald Kuby will be joining us. Holiday gift-giving ideas we'll have from Anna D'Souza. Next hour, Craig Nelson will be here. He's written a book about Pearl Harbor. Of course, Monday is the anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. We want to recognize that. Also joining us, legendary singer Michael Bublé and Mandy Landenfeld talking about some lifestyles for the holiday season. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us right now is Rita Coolidge. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you. It's great.
I'm good.
I'm glad that you are here. We have a lot to talk about. We have some mutual friends in the likes of Jimmy Buffett and Lee Greenwood, but we're going to talk about
you.
You're
How
the
is Bubba?
You are the subject that we're going to talk about, two-time Grammy Award winner. And we're going to talk a lot about what you've done in your remarkable career. But first off, Delta Lady, was this a good experience to write this? Because a lot of times writing an autobiography can be very difficult, and on the other hand, kind of clears a few things that are in your mind way, way back that, you know, you get out in front and it's over. I mean, because you talk very candidly about a lot of things in this book.
I do, and it's been very cathartic. It's been, a long journey getting from the time we decided to do the book, and actually it is kind of painful. And that, when I read the book the first time, when I read the first manuscript many months ago, when I finished reading it, I just wept because it felt like to see everything capsulized and all put together, you know. It was an amazing experience, and I'm just so happy that I did. And I did talk about a lot of things, and I talk about, you know, people seem to be fascinated with the Layla story, and I've told that story since the 1970s, so that's ingrained in me. I just know what happened. But, you know, it's also, hopefully, a book of inspiration for a lot of women.
Some, like you say, like the Layla story, and some really behind-the-scenes things. I mean, hanging with Tina Turner, who took her wig off one time to actually show a scar that her husband, Ike, bestowed upon her. I mean, you have been in the mix of the 70s, I mean, and the 60s, for that matter. Even the fact that people held you responsible for Crosby, Stills, and Nash's breakup, but you were more like a referee in that scenario, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I just, you know, I walked into that band. They had so many problems before I got there. There were four very strong personalities, and I think Graham was the one of, well, at that time there were only three when I met them, but Graham was, he was the only one who actually had his head kind of screwed on straight and was consistent and could make clear decisions all the time, to the point that the band called him Daddy, which tells you a lot about that band. And, you know, he and Stephen had really thought that he was in love with me. And when Graham and I started dating, Stephen came out swinging and didn't speak to Graham and was just so ugly to Graham for the whole time that we were together. But the band never really broke up. They played and, you know, have been up until recently they've been playing.
Right.
So, I got credit for something that never happened, right?
Well, I tell you, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, if you were credited for inventing the computer, that would be good.
And that would be fabulous.
That would be you know, speaking about computers, I didn't realize that your husband is a professor of computer science at the University of California. That's very impressive credentials there.
Well, yes, I did marry a mad scientist. He's retired now, but he still is a mad scientist, and he's constantly working on projects with people all over the world. Being in the music business for so long and to actually be with someone who's not a musician has been kind of challenging and refreshing in a sense.
Well, as you mentioned before, you know, your relationships with so many and your interaction in business and in duets with so many people in the music business, do you think that might have been the problem in your marriage to Kris Kristofferson?
Well, you know, Chris maintains that it was that it was two egos under one roof that couldn't make it. But, you know, if you read the book, there were many, many other issues, as there always are. Nothing is ever just black and white. There's so many different colors in every situation that goes on. And, you know, with Chris, there was his movie career, my music career, and he really would have loved to have had a hit record, I'm sure, just to kind of open doors for him. He will always be one of America's treasured songwriters. And, you know, we're best friends. I've loved him since the day I met him, and I'll love him until we're both on the other side. We just couldn't be married.
Sure, that happened.
Because Chris had, he just had a wandering eye, and that just didn't work for me.
Two-time Grammy Award winner, worked with the likes of Leon Russell, Joe Cocker, Eric Clapton, as we mentioned, Stephen Stills, signed to A&M Records as a solo artist, and of course, you heard his huge solo album, Anytime, Anywhere, back in 1977. But I tell you, there's a couple things, Rita, that I didn't know about you. Number one, I didn't know that you went to Florida State University to study art.
When I graduated high school, my father was a Baptist minister, and we had moved to Jacksonville when I was a sophomore. And so when I graduated, being a resident of Florida State was my choice of universities because it didn't cost very much. And my father being a preacher and my mother a school teacher, there was not a lot of money now. My gosh, I wouldn't even be able to do a freshman year if I were under those circumstances and the cost of tuition today. But Florida State was a great university, and it gave me a great experience. I loved FSU. I'm going to Tallahassee this next weekend for a book reading at a music and book festival there. So I went back to homecoming last year. I really love Florida State.
That's cool. That's great. Now, here's something that really shocked me. Back in my days, my younger days as a disc jockey and then later owning some radio stations, I probably played your docile tones on the radio with station commercial jingles. I didn't realize you worked for Pepper Sound. I used to buy all the jingle packages that I had from Pepper Sound. So I had Rita Coolidge on the air, didn't even know it.
That would have been right. Did I worked at Pepper. That was my first paying job when I got to Memphis because I could read music and I could sing. So I found out about Pepper Tanner and went over and got a job. And just we would stand in the studio all day long and sing the same package and then just change the call letters.
Change the call letters, yeah.
And it was sometimes boring, sometimes a blast.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know what you got paid, but I certainly paid a ton of money for those jingles.
You paid way more than I got paid.
You know, to prove how you approach music, it very seldom does somebody want to cover a song that is absolutely done so well by the original artist because they're afraid they're not going to do justice to it. Your rendition of Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson is sensational.
Well, thank you. I know what you mean about covering up music. When you feel like a song has been done so well, it's pretty big shoes to step into. But I was working with Booker T and the MGs at that time, and Booker and I sat down and came up with this arrangement. And I think that you can see a lot of Booker's color, his musical color in there. So I have to share that credit with Booker.
Well, it could only be pulled off by the talent of Rita Coolidge. The book is out right now, right, Delta Lady?
As of this morning. It's released today.
Wow. And we can get it at bookstores or, I'm sure, online?
Bookstores and on Amazon, yes. You'll get it overnight probably from Amazon. So all of my friends and all of my fans that have pre-ordered on Amazon, it will be on your doorstep today.
Rita, is there a website we can go to learn more about where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing?
Yes, my website is ritacoolidge.net.
That sounds great. Rita, you're a great guest, but when you have more time, would you come back? We'd love to talk to you more.
I would love it more than anything, Ron. I have be recording in a couple of months, and I'd love to come back any time and talk to you. You're a delightful talk show host, and I thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment. The new book is out right now. It's Delta Lady, of course, the autobiography of the beautiful and talented Rita Coolidge. Rita, thank you, dear. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. You talk about a legendary singer and one that has seen it all over her remarkable career, and that's Rita Coolidge. We'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm ecstatic to have our next guest with us. I love this lady. Joining us right now is Cindy Lauper. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Ron. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, too. And I meant what I said. You are terrific. From the days that you appeared on The Tonight Show, barefoot, singing all those great songs, Johnny loved you, the nation loved you. I love you, Cindy.
Oh, thank you.
I have to congratulate you on your success and being part of lighting up the Christmas tree last week.
The Christmas tree light, you know, when they light the Christmas tree, that's a big, big, big deal for New Yorkers. And it was always a tradition during the Christmas holidays, you'd always go and see the tree. You know, it's a big deal. Go see the tree, you know. That and I guess the Yule log. We used to turn on the Yule log.
The old Yule log, yeah, right.
And watch, you know, It's a Wonderful Life just one more time. But, you know, we always used to come into New York City when I was little. We were in the city, but I mean in Manhattan, and look at the store windows and check out the tree. And at all different stages of my life, I've been doing it. And this is the second time that I've sung Under the Tree or By the Tree, and it's pretty awesome. It really is. I think it's exciting.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you see something as a youngster, as a child, and you think to yourself, wow, how cool is that? And then you become part of whether it's somebody you met, whether it was a television show you watched, or whether it was a Christmas tree being lit at Rockefeller Center. I mean, it's kind of cool when you obviously live out something that you, from afar, used to admire. Isn't that a sensational feeling?
It's kind of like, you always think, wow, who would have thunk this?
Right.
You know, and then there you are. But that's life for you, you know. Christmas is about family. So it was kind of awesome for me to be part of that. That's how I'll be doing Home for the Holidays. You're all over, aren't you?
I'm all over the place. Yeah, really. I'm like a bad dream. I'm everywhere. Cindy, I look down all of your accomplishments. I mean, listen to this. Nominated for 15 Grammy Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 7 American Video Awards, 18 MTV Awards. Of course, the Tony Award, your work at the Three Penny Opera, the Broadway debut, your best-selling autobiography, Cindy Lauper, A Memoir. That's a long, long way from your first appearance on The Tonight Show.
Well, you got to diversify, you know what I mean? That's all I tried to do. I just thought, you know, I don't want to be stuck in a rut. I want to live life. I want to experience it. So I did as much as I could. I want to learn.
You want to have fun.
Yeah.
Tell us about the foundation, the True Colors Fund.
That I started with my manager and my agents. My manager, Lisa Barbarese, continues to work tirelessly on it. We have this wonderful person, Gregory Lewis, who heads it up. And we have these fantastic people who work on the team, and they've been making great headway and really helping the kids as opposed to just having, I didn't want to have something that was just a foundation. I figured, you know, either let's really do something. So we put together a network. That was the one blessing that now finally people all over the country can talk to each other or get information from each other to find out which program works best for the kids. And these are the gay kids, the gay transgender kids who are thrown out.
Yeah.
And honestly, to me, I don't care.
Yeah.
Of what color, what preference, what gender. You don't throw kids away.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right, those are our future. You don't know who you're going to find there that's going to cure cancer, or who's going to be the great economist, or who's going to... You don't know where they come from.
You don't know. Of course not. Yeah, that's exactly
no?
right.
I was voted most likely to die in high school, and here I am.
Oh, you know you were. Were you really?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad they were wrong about that. You talked earlier about going to the city and watching the tree grow up as a youngster. How do you spend? How does Cyndi Lauper spend Christmas these days? What are you going to be doing this year?
I just want to be with my family. I just want to see my family. That's the most important thing for me, always.
Yeah.
You know, and whether I don't care what we do. Let's go out to eat. I could cook. It could be scary. I'd rather go out to eat.
Just going to say.
You know, I can make Italian food. That's about it. And then your choices slim down. But, you know, for Christmas, it's got to be. And Christmas Eve, oh, my God, Christmas Eve is the best time.
Yeah.
You know, because there's people caroling. You can go downtown to hear caroling. You can go uptown and see the tree. You could go by Lincoln Center and look at that decoration. Or up Fifth Avenue, you could see stuff. So it's really exciting.
I couldn't be happier for you. When I hear you describe Christmas, I can picture a Christmas with Cyndi Lauper. I think it would be like, and take this complimentary, it would be like an old-time fun Christmas rather than a commercial Christmas. I just sense that with you.
Well, sometimes. We used to cut up oranges and put them on the radiators with a little cinnamon.
Really?
Make it smell like Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. How great.
You know, I love Christmas.
Ah, great. And we love you, too. Cyndi, I think in the years we've been doing this show, this is the first time you've been on board, and I have to tell you, I got to have you come back and chat about all of your great success and some of the things you're going to be doing in the new year. You're terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Cyndi, and it sounds like one of these days my goal is going to spend a little bit of the Christmas holiday with you on Broadway. You sound like you're the perfect Christmas pal.
Well, Broadway's become so much fun.
Yeah,
it's always been, but... It's having some real life now. It's really, there's a lot of really wonderful shows. Really wonderful shows.
Well, Cyndi, thank you for joining us, and Merry Christmas, dear, okay?
Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year too, Cyndi. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely lady. Cyndi Lauper. She is so good. I love listening to her sing and perform. And you're listening to Ron Segi today.
Time after time, with you for, I will catch you up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at Pockets of.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States continues to see rising coronavirus cases across the country, setting a new single-day record on Friday for new cases. Another 227,000 new cases were reported yesterday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. 2,011 Americans died of the disease Friday as well. The case spike comes as a vaccine against the virus may be days away from FDA approval. Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine, which is up for an emergency use approval next week. He tells Fox News about the side effects he experienced after getting the vaccine.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it muted all the effects.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, after a very successful first season, Stars has now premiered the second season of a show that is phenomenal. I really enjoy this show. It's called Wrong Man. Joining us right now is criminal defense and civil rights lawyer Ronald Kuby. Two Rons don't make a right on this show, I want you to know. Ron, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. And congratulations, really, on this great success of the show.
It exceeded all possible expectations when it was launched. Stars and the award-winning director Joe Berlinger assembled this team of disparate folks. I'm an old criminal defense lawyer in New York City. We have a former prosecutor, a Detroit homicide detective, and a cold case forensics NCIS guy. Put us all together with three homicides where people maintain their innocence often for decades, provided us with resources to actually go out and reinvestigate these cases, excavate them from the beginning, find out what went wrong, what went right, what could be done, what should be done, and what we could still do. And we went out in season one, did all of those things, and one of the people whose cases we profiled, not only was he exonerated for the murder he did not commit after spending 20 years behind bars, they actually caught the right man who did commit the murder, had nothing to do with the actual kid who went to prison. In another case, we gathered enough evidence so a lawyer could go into court in Washington State, file a motion for a new trial, and I'm quite certain that conviction is going to be overturned. And in the third case, Curtis Flowers, who received international attention for being on death row, he had his conviction overturned. And while we didn't play a significant role in that, we did gather a great deal of evidence that his defense may be able to use if the state of Mississippi decides to try him for the seventh time.
Oh my!
So
God.
We had a lot of real world impact on real humans, which is something I wasn't fully expecting.
Right.
Doing this as a television show. I mean, I do it in my legal career as an actual human lawyer, but I didn't expect those results from TV, and I'm just amazed that we got them. Very happy that there's a season two.
You know, Ron, it is very frightening to hear these stories because everybody, and you see it every day, and certainly in politics, if they say something, then all of a sudden they're automatically guilty of this charge. I mean, you see it every night on the 6:30 news. You know, this guy did this, and then later on they find that he should be exonerated because he didn't do or she didn't do that. And I can't even imagine what a person would feel like sitting in prison for all the time that many of these have, knowing in their heart, in their mind, that they're innocent and nobody listens to them. That has to be any tremendous pressure.
The thing that all of the exonerees with whom I've worked have in common is that they all are resilient enough that they maintain hope. Sometimes that hope comes from a religious faith that they either was reawakened in them as adults or they developed in prison. Sometimes it's simply a personal conviction that someday, somewhere, somehow, someone is going to pay attention to this. And tragically, sometimes it takes decades and decades before someone does.
I would assume that the latest technology in DNA and so on and so forth plays a major role in getting these people off, because these ways of investigating were not even invented at the time of their incarceration.
It is one of the tools that we're able to use now on evidence that still exists that was unavailable at the time, either because the defendants couldn't afford it or because it simply did not exist.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we're able to do is to go back and talk to witnesses who are now free from whatever pressure they were feeling at the time. Sometimes they themselves had pending criminal cases, they were drug addicts, they had psychological problems. And don't forget that the police, while, you know, well-intended, they want to solve a crime. And once they think they have a suspect, they tend to look only at evidence that further incriminates that person rather than evidence that may lead them elsewhere. And when witnesses are hesitant, the police tend to feel that they're hesitant because they're afraid, and we need to give them a little extra push. We need to put a little extra frosting on this cake to make sure this bad guy or bad woman goes to prison. And those are exactly the types of cases that lead to wrongful convictions. It's not by accident that most of the wrongfully convicted have been wrongfully convicted of murder.
Yeah.
Because murders are the cases that excite the most passion, the most fear, the most community outrage, the most pressure on the police to solve it and make us at least feel safe, even if we're not being made any safer because the actual perpetrator is still running around.
Well, that's the next point I was going to bring up, okay? There's two sides, I guess, to this as far as the police is concerned, and that is now the murder that this person was incarcerated for is not the person that committed the crime, and now many years later you have that person who did commit the crime still on the loose. I mean, that's got to be tough, not only for the police department but for the families of the victim.
Well, it is, and of course the easiest way to deal with that psychologically is to deny it.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
We don't have the wrong man. We've got the right man. There's no actual perpetrator on the loose. The actual perpetrator is behind bars. Fortunately, in the Chris Tapp case last season, for example, the biggest champion of the young man who was exonerated was the mother of the victim, who came to realize that it was unlikely that this guy was guilty. Then she became completely convinced that he was actually innocent. And she personally sort of agitated, and this is in Idaho Falls, where one voice can have a big impact. She agitated and yelled and screamed and finally forced the authorities to take the kind of action that we determined they should have taken a while ago. Mm-hmm. And Chris was freed, and they got the right man. But too often there's an official reluctance to admit that there was ever a problem here, because then you have to admit you've done a terrible thing, admittedly by accident, but still, you destroyed somebody's life, and who knows who else has been harmed,
right,
by the person you didn't catch.
That's
it's
right.
A lot easier to just pretend that did not happen.
In last season, was there a case where the real perpetrator was captured after the person that had served time for that crime had been exonerated?
Indeed there was.
Oh, well, that's good.
And he's behind bars today.
Yes.
You can check out last season before this one by signing up for STARS.
Okay. Now, this year, two of the three cases are female inmates. I find that interesting. Is that more prevalent with females or males?
Well, generally speaking, the vast majority of people serving time in prison are men, and the vast majority of those, almost all of those, are poor, and the vast majority of those poor men are black and brown people. But women increasingly compose a larger and larger percentage of the prison population, even though, you know, they still are very much in the minority. So we do see an increasing number of, say, wrong women cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the two female defendants we profile were both found guilty, one of murdering her own pregnant daughter-in-law, and the other of murdering a woman and her newborn baby.
Yeah.
Obviously horrible, horrible crimes, exactly the kind of crimes that create the passion, the anger, and the antagonism, where people just, you know, are not at their best. They don't use their best judgment when they're afraid, when they're angry, when they're confused, and feel threatened.
Well, I got to tell you, you're a heck of a guest. I love having guests like you, because it's so difficult when you have a guest that says yes or no. But I would be remiss, ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't make mention of the fact that Ron also was a talk show radio host between 1996 and 2009, and in between 2014 and 2017. So doing what we are doing today certainly is no stretch for Ron Covey.
Well, thank you very much, Ron, and like everybody else on radio and in the media today, fired from every other job I had.
That's pretty funny. Well, it's A Wrong Man. It's on STARS. It's on Sunday evening, and it's a great show. It's now in its second season, Wrong Man, and our guest has been one of the stars of that show, if you really want to consider that a starring role, I guess the inmates are the starring roles, and that's our guest attorney, Ronald Kuby. Hey, Ron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. much, Ron. My pleasure.
Thank you. Take care. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Everyone, welcome back. It's Ron Sedgie today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, it's here. We're in the midst of the busiest time of the year and the most shopped time of the year. And joining us right now is our friend of many years, Holiday Gifts and Gadgets, with the technology and lifestyle journalist, our friend Anna D'Souza. Hi, Anna. How are you? Happy holiday.
Hi. Happy holiday shopping season. It is here.
It is here. And I only have one word to say. Help. Boy, I tell you, it's going to be a different type of Christmas, and we need some tips for choosing great gifts. We need some unique gifts. So start us off from where we can go, because to me, I love this season, but it is the most confusing time of the year.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me tell you, I think that this holiday season is going to be unlike any other that we've experienced. I think this year has been something like we've never experienced,
right.
Obviously. And you just have to keep keep in mind that you're going to have to shop sooner than ever before. Because if you think about it, all of these states, they have different types of restrictions. Restrictions may trickle all the way down to warehouses where items are needing to get packaged. And then you have to think about everyone is shopping online. There's a lot less foot traffic. So there's going to be a big bottleneck in terms of trying to get items to your loved ones or to your own home. So you have to shop earlier than ever this year. And it's really hard. Sometimes it can be really hard to find something for someone. And I get asked all the time, like, how do I find that perfect gift? And the easiest thing that you can do is do intentional observing. So even just for a few hours, people drop hints, Ron, about what they love, what they'd like to do if they had extra time. And honestly, parents, it's just been so challenging for parents. So even the gift of entertainment for the kids is a great gift for the adults, too. And I'll tell you, that's something that I'm going to be asking for.
Dropping hints in my family does no good. I've been dropping hints for years, hints like convertible, power steering, nothing. It goes nowhere. So let's talk about some of, let's say, your favorite gifts.
Yes. Well, the holidays are obviously about the toys. And Squeaky the Balloon Dog is unlike any dog you have ever met before, Ron. He's so cool. He's one of a kind. The first ever robotic balloon dog popping with personality. He has a ton of play value, which parents are obviously loving right now. He has over 60 sounds and movements. He can bark, sit, scoot, just like a real dog, with multiple sensors all around his little body. He comes with accessories, too, which is so cool. He has a little squeaker toy that you can use to train him. But honestly, Ron, the coolest, most magical feature that your whole family, they're going to be sitting and begging for more, it's his pin and his pump that you can use to pop, then reinflate him. I'm telling you, this is going to be the top toy gift of the season. So cool.
Wow. And you don't have to paper train it.
Yes. I mean, that is like, hello, sign me up.
Hello. Yeah, right. Okay. Now, what about some cool things for the high-tech person? I mean, there's where the problem comes in for me because I'm still living in the 20th century.
Yes. Well, you know what? We're spending all that much time at home. It's so critical that we feel like our home is our sanctuary. And one of my favorite gifts to give is the gift of pampering and the gift of beauty. And you really can't go wrong with items from the body shop. For me, there's such a sense of nostalgia. I can share all of these products. They're high quality, naturally inspired with my whole family. The body shop creates products that are ethically produced. And this year, actually, they're giving back. Every gift is giving back. They're donating $1 for every holiday gift sold to Know More to help end domestic abuse and increase awareness across the country. So you're going to be doing something good, and also you're going to find something for everyone on your list. And in terms of home, of course, we're spending that much more time at home. You want your home to feel like your sanctuary. And I'm really loving the C by GE Full Color Smart Light Strip. These are so cool, Ron, because you can change the light in the dynamic of your room with just this little strip. You could put it on your kitchen cabinets, your islands. Kids are loving it for that dorm room feel in their own room. And you can power everything right through the C by GE app. So you can set movie theater mode, for instance. You can dim. You can do voice control with Alexa and Google Assistant. So that's a really cool one. But then I got to tell you, there's one here also that I am thoroughly enjoying at home with my twin toddlers doing the Elmo slide all over the living room. And it's a light bulb and speaker in one. It's the GE LED Plus speaker bulb. So you're going to get that energy-saving light plus sound. So you can listen to your podcasts, your music, your audiobooks, all from your phone. You screw it in, and basically it links to your Bluetooth device automatically, so you don't have to download anything. You can pair up to 10 of these to get surround sound. So, I mean, we're all watching movies. It's going to get colder. This is inevitable. So just make your home and make your space more inviting, more dynamic. Everyone's transitioning to a smart home. This is a really affordable way to start transitioning your bulbs and start transitioning some of your technology, because you're going to save money in the long run, and you're going to make your home safer. And both of these you can easily pick up at Target. So again, give the gift of technology and give the gift of people being able to enjoy their homes all the more.
See, I'm so much in favor of that. I used to get a little flack from my wife, who'd say, you're buying a gift for the home. It's not personalized. I know, I can understand a wife doesn't want to get a toaster or an ironing board or something like that. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that if you get something for the house, and I'm not talking about appliances, but something from the house that enhances it, makes it feel more homey, especially in these times, is really a very good choice. And I know that you also talk about, which is very important, is, you know, we're going to be a lot of shopping online because of all of these restrictions we have. How do we do that and get everything in the mail sent to the person getting the gift?
Right. Like I said, it's more critical than ever. You want to start as soon as possible. And if you're shopping towards the tail end of the season, you might need to spring for two-day shipping, overnight shipping. So to avoid all those extra fees and to pay $20, $30, $50, $60 for shipping, you just want to try to get ahead of the game just in order to get those gifts to people. But, you know, again, I agree with you. I think that a gift for the home can just, it just makes your home more inviting and more homey. And some of the things that I'm seeing trending in terms of gifting is chimeneas. For instance, people are going to want to spend more time outdoors. I know I definitely want one. I want to get my hot chocolate on outside and still feel warm. And even robot vacuums, because people are home. You don't want to have to sweep up Cheerios all day.
No.
And so, you know, all of these little things just kind of make your life a little simpler so that you can enjoy the things that you want to enjoy and not have to run around doing chores all day.
Shopping is psychology, and you know about psychology because our guest graduated with a BA in psychology from Rutgers University.
Did.
So you're in the right business. Hey, where can we go, Anna, for more information on this?
You can head on over to tipsontv.com for more.
Tipsontv.com. That's very simple to remember. Anna, thank you so much. If we don't talk to you before Christmas, have a happy holiday and look forward to your next appearance on the show.
Me too, Ron. I'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Anna. Anna D'Souza has been our guest, technology lifestyle journalist, giving us many hints for Christmas buying this year. And believe me, I need hints. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Root, open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credit Affordability. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, legendary singer Rita Coolidge, lovely Cyndi Lauper, Ronald Kuby from the TV show Wrong Man on the Stars Channel, and Anna D'Souza. Next hour, Craig Nelson will be here. He's written a book called Pearl Harbor, From Infamy to Greatness. Of course, Monday being Pearl Harbor Day. We'll be chatting with him. We'll also be talking to one of the big superstars in the music business, that being Michael Bublé, and then Mandy Landenfeld will be here to talk about lifestyles during the holiday season. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back.